Hey, Bison Tennis back in the courts yesterday. A couple of nice dual wins. Hastings High, Adams Central in town, coach, and kids played well, didn't they?
Yeah, I had a good day on the courts. You know, Hastings, we started out with those guys at 1 o'clock, and they only had 11 kids and a bunch of freshmen on their side of the bracket, and really had our way with them. You know, I admire Coach for what he's doing for his program. He's got a lot of young kids that are just learning how to play the sport, and so they gave us the opportunity to play 16 kids against their varsity, and then we were able to get all our other JVs on the course for some doubles, and so everybody got to play, which was nice, and we came with an 8-1 win, and the JVs ended up with a 4-1 win, had a nice win with Corbin Shaw, a sophomore, won his three singles match at 8-6. Walker Coleman, another freshman, won his four singles with an 8-5 win. And then Eli Graff had a nice win at six singles. He won that one 8-1. So it was a nice day for the kids to play well and, you know, get an opportunity to get better and play some good tennis. And then in the nightcap, we played Adams Central, a team that returned, I think, about three players from last year's team that was really solid. I think they were a top 10 team. And so the team that actually beat us in the regular season, so it was nice to turn around and play those guys in McCook. And guys played really, really well. Came away with a 10-2 win. Had some nice singles played from Aaron Frank and Trev Weimers. Continued to play really solid at 1 and 2 singles. They had a 8-1, 8-4 wins there. Caleb Shaw Sugar looked really, really solid too. He picked up a 8-2 win at three singles. Tyson Baker had a really solid win at number four singles. He won that one 8-1. The doubles was really, really good too. You know, we dropped a 9-7 loss at number two doubles. TJ and Cruz were neck and neck in that match, just weren't able to finish it off, but played really well. And, you know, I think it's a deal where they're getting better. And I think with some time, those guys will continue to get better. But Caleb and Tyson timed up at number one doubles and played really, really good. I think they went 8-1. Really nice win there for those guys. And then our JVs had a nice day on the course too. They won 12 of the, I think, 18 matches. So all the way through, the kids played some great tennis and really pleased with how well they competed. You know, it was nice to get all 24 kids on the courts, and they took advantage of what they had, and most of them played two, not three matches, you know, against Adams Central. So, yeah, it was a good day on the courts. Kids played well and picked up a couple of nice wins.
I know you're bummed about Saturday, darn it, hoping to get that invite in, but good thing is you're gonna try to make that up coming up here later on down the line, aren't you?
Yeah, we're looking at some dates. I think the ADs right now are checking things out and trying to figure things, you know, as far as where we're going to play and what times. You know, Mr. Nichols and I talked about that on Saturday a little bit when he was up the courts, and there's a lot of different options we can do, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the 13th of October was an open date that everybody had, and we might be able to add a couple of teams to that invite. So we'll see what happens with where they decide to play it at and know what's going to happen. But yeah, I think for sure we're going to get that made up. It's just a matter of when and where. So it's just a matter of what the ADs decide they can figure out and put things together. So we'll leave that up to them, and they'll tell us what they want to do.
You'll come back on Friday and head to Lexington for some JV and varsity matches.
Yeah, make a trip over to Lexington. I think this is the first of three trips this season. We'll be in Lexington. We'll be playing there quite often. Like, we'll play in Lexington more than we'll play at home for home meets. But it'll be a fun road trip. You know, Coach Salisbury has a solid program. Of course, Zion Moyer, one of our former players, is also an assistant coach for that program. And so it'll be fun to see Zion and Jake. And, you know, they will return a solid team. They have four kids returning or three kids returning from last year's squad that was really solid. And that'll be a good duel. I know they beat up on Scott's Bluff last weekend. You know, they played them on Friday and beat them 4-1. So that was a pretty good win for Lexington. So I think, you know, playing at Lexington on their home courts, be an opportunity for us to get tested pretty good. They got us last year here in McCook, so it'll be nothing more satisfying than to go to Lexington and return the favor and beat them on their home courts. But no, the kids have a couple of good days of practice and then go up to Lex on Friday for a 4 o'clock duel. And we'll take all 24 of our kids and get them all on the courts and get them some more playing time. And it'll be a fun day. The weather looks like it's going to be a nice cooler day. So that'll be a nice break because it was a little warm yesterday on the courts, you know, but we're looking forward to a road trip on Friday.